escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Biggest waste of time in the world, the third preseason game, will come your way shortly. And he is talking about Sands running through the hourglass and urgency, which is ironic because he never feels any of that pressure, Malzi. There's never any urgency for him. It's the most hollow language that gets used around the Steelers every year. Remember going into last season, Art Rooney said, it's time we start winning some playoff games. We need to be urgent. And then the team lost five in a row to end the season and got its heads caved in by its arch rival in a playoff game. And you know how many coaches got fired for that?
Zero.
Zero. Zero coaches lost their job. Tomlin will never get fired, but Terrell Austin's back as the yes man defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur Smith going into year two. Pat Meyer still coaching up the offensive line.
Everybody comes back.
Mike Sullivan, who didn't really have a job. No, not the Penguins' Mike Sullivan, but the other Sullivan who had been demoted to some nebulous job on the staff, just lost that job and didn't have his contract renewed. And that was it.
No heads rolled.
And so I find it interesting, and he'll talk in a couple hours, that we have this... we have this spirit of Steelers optimism that comes with training camp in the preseason. And fans start drinking Kool-Aid and getting excited about Aaron Rodgers and the new players they brought in.
Mm-hmm. Latrobe flew.
The coach is still the same. And that's why I don't get sucked into any of that. I don't understand how, and maybe you can explain this to me. If you're someone out there listening right now at 412-928-9370, who thinks that Aaron Rodgers is going to have a big year and thinks that Aaron Rodgers is going to end this playoff win drought and that Aaron Rodgers is going to be exactly what this team needs to end the longest drought since Chuck Knoll was hired, get the Steelers a victory in January, and then that's going to segue so nicely into them drafting their quarterback of the future next April, that this is all going to be so clean, so tidy, so cool to have all those things happen this year. And Aaron Rodgers is going to be the prophet that brings it to them. If you believe that, then you have to be a Tomlin believer now. Because Aaron Rodgers has said it over and over and over again. He's here because of Mike Tomlin. You don't get Aaron Rodgers without Mike Tomlin. So if you're a big Aaron Rodgers guy, that means overnight you've either become a Mike Tomlin guy or you've always been a Mike Tomlin guy. You can't have that both ways. You can't love Aaron Rodgers and think Mike Tomlin sucks as a coach.
Now, fortunately for you, you don't love Aaron Rodgers and you do think Mike Tomlin
right.
sucks.
Right, I stick to my guns. They're coming into this season on a five-game losing streak where they got bludgeoned by every good team they played at the end of last year. In their last six playoff games that they've played, they've led for a total of 4 minutes and 56 seconds. Damn right I'm a skeptic because of who the coach is. And I always feel that way, but I feel like there are people out there.
Well, except when Kenny was their quarterback and you thought he would surmount Mike Tomlin.
That's right. I thought he was Tomlin-proof. I said as much, and I was dead wrong about that.
That might actually be that specific thing that this player is so great
right.
that he's Tomlin-proof might be your actual worst take.
But I'm it's not just on this radio station. I see it on social media with fans. I run into fans who say these things. They're stoked for this season.
So broadly speaking, when you run into fans who want to shoot the breeze with you about, you know, sports for 5 minutes,
they're,
it's usually
about
the Steelers.
They're pumped about Rodgers, yes.
Yeah, they're gassed up. Now, what do you, I mean, do you throw cold water?
Depends who I'm talking to. If it's somebody that I really feel like getting into a discussion with, I will bring this exact thing up. Well, wait a second. So you think Mike Tomlin now is that dude, huh? You think something changed this offseason in Tomlin where, go back and, folks, you can do Mulsey special search. Go find the things you were saying, I don't know, on January 13th, I think was the date, when the Steelers lost to the Ravens. I bet you were saying things like, fire Tomlin. This has got to stop. Blow the whole thing up. And now fast forward to now, and it's like, you know what? I think this is going to be the year, damn it. I think we got something here. I watched the Bengals defense last night. They suck. I'd rather have Mike Tomlin than Joe Burrow. Shut the F up, man. I want to be optimistic for this about this team, but I can't because of this coach. And it's just confounding that I felt like we had an army of people who felt that way, and they've all had amnesia this offseason and forgotten that Tomlin is still the guy in charge.
It's here that I have to give a shout out to our power listener, Nate, on Twitter, who has, in the time it took you to do this rant,
yeah,
very entertaining rant by you. I give you, you know, there's a reason I stayed out of the way there. Sent these two tweets. August 20, 2023, a picture of Vegas all lit up from you. Reminder for Steelers fans, the Super Bowl is in Vegas this year. Plan accordingly.
Yep.
This one a little bit better, and I think, just to be fair here, more topical in kind of catching you in the act a little bit of what you're accusing other people of doing. Because it comes from November 10th, 2024, last year. I want to say probably after they beat Washington, if memory serves, that would be. Yeah. Does that sound right,
yeah.
Don?
Yeah, yeah.
The Steelers can win the Super Bowl. Believe that.
Yeah.
Those are that well, second one, because I'll give you the first one on the Kenny Pickett corollary.
Yeah.
That second one is a tough thing.
Well, I got,
because I don't know how you would have gotten
snake bitten by Russ.
You got sucked in though to an offense that even I, because I thought Russ was the right pick and I supported Tomlin going, you know, lone wolf or whatever the hell he called it to put him in over Fields. I said, yeah, you saw it in that game. That's what he can give you. He checks into something. He takes two steps backwards against a pass rush and floats one into the guy's hands. But win the Super Bowl was never on the menu for me last year. What I will say, just to like try to rebut you a little bit or just give you some other perspective on what you're saying here, the only way that I think you could look at the situation as it stands right now and conclude that you can both be optimistic about Aaron Rodgers and therefore be a Tomlin fan is this. Do you think that Rodgers' resume, his career, his baseball card, is so overwhelming compared to anyone they've put at that position since Ben was hung him up?
Yeah.
That it would change the way Mike would coach on game day. That's the real question here.
Okay, and I allowed for that. I said that if you are, like, you can believe that if you're a fan, that Aaron Rodgers is going to get the best out of Mike.
That Mike's going to ditch the conservative mindset and say, go to the middle of the field, throw the ball.
But then you have to give Mike credit for getting Aaron Rodgers here in the first place to allow for that to even happen.
I think that's a lot easier for people to do. If they think that that's how it's going to go down, then that's still in the wheelhouse of things people like to give Mike credit for, which is that despite our frustrations broadly as a fan base with some of his pretty obvious shortcomings as a coach, players still absolutely want to play for him for whatever reason. His reputation precedes him as far as
sure.
what it's like to be on the Steelers.
And you know what usually happens?
Those players, guys get disillusioned.
Exactly.
No, I know. I know. I think like it's a. I actually think even though he's a defensive guy that it's a little different when it's a Melvin Ingram, and even a second tour of duty James Harrison.
And he doesn't surround himself with talented people on his coaching staff.
That's the one that's the bigger issue for
Chris,
me. How do you sell Aaron Rodgers on like Arthur Smith is a phenomenal, like big-time up-and-coming coordinator who will get the most out of you?
Chris, we as a show, the three of us, We have a bigger NFL coaching tree than Tomlin. Somebody stopped working for us and became the Lions quarterbacks coach.
That's
Bruce
correct.
Gradkowski.
That is correct. The PM team. We should actually start this. PM team coaching tree, Tomlin
one,
coaching
Tomlin
tree.
Tomlin zero right now.
And I don't think Fichtner and Canada are getting hired anytime soon, Don. I think we might be staked to an insurmountable lead, just like if Paul Skeens gives up a run in the first inning.
So people are going to hear Tomlin go through all his tropes and all his axioms and all his Tomlinisms in a couple hours on getting ready for this game and how it's so important and Stephon Logan's of the world and Josh Dobbs and Charlie Batches and guys like that who made a name for themselves in the final preseason game and made rosters. And we've heard the same thing for 19, 20 years. And I'm not going to get fooled by this guy again this year. And I feel like a lot of fans are. And that's what I want to open it up to at 412-928-9370. Are you a believer again in Mike Tomlin? Because if you like Aaron Rodgers, then that means you have to believe in Tomlin this year. Don, you want to chime in here? Let's get your two cents. As the football guy, he is back to being known as Donnie Football on Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you know football is in the air.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
So you're just asking, do I now believe in them?
I think a broad spectrum kind of thing
back.
Could just be, where are you at on Mike Tomlin right this second? Like, has your feeling changed about him? It does factor in with how you feel about Rodgers. Because if you feel like Rodgers gets them at best to the playoffs and they get blown out again, then I don't really think you've had to change your tune on Tomlin.
No, but if you think this year's going to be different,
yeah,
then you have to give Tomlin credit for it.
If you think that this team is tough, if you think this team, people forget about the 2025 Steelers before they played a game. If you think that's in play, then that's what he's really getting at.
No, I think it'll be pretty similar to what we saw last year. They might be a little bit better, like, okay, maybe an extra win, but I'm not going in thinking that they are like real Super Bowl contenders or anything.
Do you, Pony, I'm not accusing you of making a straw man. I believe you when you say you hear from people and you're haunting Twitter. You're really getting, though, a sense that, like, this is going to be this massive year for them that, no, you know, and it's not from the usual people who have, like, Steel 86-7, Stairway to 7, all that nonsense on Twitter where they're just obviously honks for the team.
If you post
the Pickensburgs of the world.
If you post a Twitter poll right now, are the Steelers going to win a playoff game in 2025, I bet at least 40% of people
come back and say yes.
Would,
I feel like it would be useful to know, like, what are the Twitter handles voting yes, because I feel like it's Metcalf to Rogers SZN, and that person is going to support. No, I'm serious, though. I'm trying to make it, like, a little funny here, but it's the crowd that, and I don't begrudge them this, because I think it's probably fun to be a fan this way and always be optimistic. It's the crowd that would be optimistic unless they had, I don't know. Like,
dude,
they brought Brady
Quinn Twitter,
out of retirement
to
play quarterback.
Those same Twitter accounts, though, in January are like, Tomlin's the worst coach in the
NFL. Know, but
fire this guy.
I think that's
what are you
the
doing?
Typical
what are you talking
arc
about?
I think that's the typical arc of fandom, is that you sell yourself on it early, and then you eventually get let down, and then because you're a fan and you want to be optimistic, you eventually talk yourself back into it.
I don't think that that's normal fan behavior.
Do you think if Fields was their quarterback, if they had ended up keeping him, that these same people would feel this same way?
Not as many. I think that they've talk themselves into Aaron Rodgers. And if you've talked yourself into Rodgers, you have to give Tomlin the credit because that's why he's here.
I think he is going to end up being a little bit of an improvement over what they had at quarterback last year, but a little bit of an improvement doesn't put them anywhere else at the season's end.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.